We've reported a lot of stories about immigration and deportation, but this next one hasn't been in the headlines as much. It's about Keith Byrne, who is not the face of immigration enforcement you see on TV news. The 37-year-old from Ireland was picked up by U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement this summer after leaving his Philadelphia area home for work. As Laura Benchoff of member station WHYY reports, Byrne's case puts a spotlight on the small but growing number of Irish immigrants facing deportation in recent years.
Keith Byrne is from County Cork, Ireland, and has been trying to get a green card for nearly 10 years. His wife, Karen, says they've always been out in the open. There's a sign on the front door of their suburban home that says welcome in Gaelic. And out back...
Did you see the Irish flag coming down 309? Because you can... Or down Paper Mill? Did you come down this way?
We did come down Paper Mill, but I didn't...
We have a huge Irish flag that you can see when the wind is blowing.
Karen, a U.S. citizen, says though his applications were rejected time after time, she was still shocked to find an immigration officer at her door one morning.
And he had his keys and his phone, and he gave them to me, and he said he'll contact you shortly. He's going to be detained.
Byrne came to the United States in 2007 through what's called the Visa Waiver Program. It lets citizens from participating countries, mostly in Europe, visit the U.S. easily. But it makes it harder for them to get legal status if they break the rules. Keith overstayed. Then he met Karen. They got married in 2009 and are raising three kids. Because he'd applied for a green card, Byrne received work authorization and started a painting business. But his green card application was denied due to two small marijuana possession charges from when he lived in Ireland.
Ironically, they were able to get them the equivalent of expunged.
Wayne Sachs is an immigration attorney who has worked with the family.
But the expungement wouldn't be given full faith and credit in the United States.
Byrne's case shows both how easy it is to overstay a visa or visa waiver, as hundreds of thousands of people do each year, and how that can put families in a difficult position. Nicola Bell with the Irish Immigration Center of Philadelphia says it's hard to say just how many people from Ireland are in that situation.
Nobody actually knows. People don't tell you that they're undocumented, you know?
Official estimates put the number of unauthorized Irish immigrants in the United States anywhere from 10 to 50,000. In recent years, deportations of Irish immigrants, though tiny, have also ticked up from 30 a couple of years ago to nearly 50 last year. In a statement, an ICE spokesman said Byrne was arrested for, quote, failing to depart. After 2 weeks in detention, they released him on a judge's orders. His wife, Karen, says his arrest has forced them to confront a possibility they tried to ignore, that their life in the U.S. might not be permanent.
I guess you can be really naive when you really want something. We just didn't think it would happen to us, or not even this soon. And we were still, like, in our minds, still working on that process. We weren't done.
Then the family got good news. The government agreed to let Byrne try again for a green card, sending him back to the beginning of a long application process. In the meantime, he has to check in with ICE. For Here and Now, I'm Laura Benchoff.